You can reach Roy at 1-800-866-8883. That's 1-800-866-8883.
Well, I don't expect too many calls this evening because it's a very interesting things going on in politics. So I, by the IRS, forbidden to talk about these things. I could talk about, but not the candidate. So I can't tell you who I like. So that I keep my status. It's the same as the Catholic Church, meaning 501c3 is the highest you can go. So we begin. My purpose is to help you overcome evil with good, and not to try to become good to overcome it, but first of all you have to be overcome by him that made you, because presently your present status, if I'm 99% correct, is that you have running away from anxiety and fear and doubt. And your remedies are always looking for love in all the wrong places. And all that happens is up pops the devil. Yes, exactly so. You're looking for love in all the wrong places, and sooner or later you're back again, worse off than ever before. There is no love in the world or from the world. There's two kinds of love, and they're distinguished by the where they go. One is 180 degrees from the other. 180 degrees, there's the longing, the yearning for something in the world, whether it's money, sex, or drugs, you see, or prestige, and being a good Christian, acting it out, and still be full of conflict that nobody sees. Okay, the good die young, that's because they do. They don't really get it. They just become appeasers, looking for love from everybody. Damned if they get it, damned if they don't. But they're not persuaded, they still keep going, because the more they give of themselves, the more less there is of themselves, the more they have to help others and to love them, hoping that they get love back. All you're doing is giving up your life force to other people. And what you get back is slavery for it. Did that describe you? Did I make a mistake and describe you? Uh-huh. Evil will always be your master, as long as you respond with emotion. Now, I got to break you from the idea that emotion, people can make you feel their emotions. They can make you feel their anger. They can put their anger in you. But it is not the original anger. It's a secondary anger that owes its existence to the first, to the giver of the anger. There's always a beginning that makes you angry and frustrated, but anger is a feeling that some people put into you. It isn't there when you're born. I know you cry when you're a baby, but that's not because you're angry. I can say a lot of things about that. There's a tribe in Indian tribe in America where in the old days, it may be continued, the women will let the baby cry for milk. Give it the milk and then it cry and let it cry. And when it cries hard enough, she rewards it with drink, with milk. And then you have a very good Indian. But not that, you know, I didn't have to say that, but, you know, savage one. I just forget what they call them, but they become dangerous. Dangerously brought up. That's all they have to do. But, you know, the principle is everywhere. All that people want to control you, when you discover, well, you can discover it like a kid gets beaten by his dad. And he hates his father. he cries. He gives in. But his father's spirit is in him, and he's weak. But he has the nature of his father, and now will feed on the kids at school. So when he goes to school, he's angry. And the anger makes the kids upset, rude to them. And pretty soon he's causing himself to put his feelings inside that person for you, to make you a subject as you are to your father. Get the idea? No words are spoken. Okay.
The foundation of human understanding teaches an observation exercise, often called meditation, which permits you to become objective toward your problems and allows your heartaches, bad habits, fears, and anxieties to be completely eliminated from your life without effort on your part. Until you have begun to practice this exercise, much of what you see and hear on the following program may be shocking and upsetting to you. But if you will listen calmly and with an open mind, you may discover the key to the peace of mind and joy for which you've been searching all of your life. And now, from the foundation of human understanding, here is Roy Masters.
Yes, back to virtue. But real virtue. Something that nobody can touch or corrupt. As I was saying in the first hour, let me continue the thought. And the last thing I said, I think it was, evil will always be your master as long as you respond to it with animal emotion. The very emotion that has evolved from the mysterious fall from Paradise Lost. But seductions and reactions to seductions. Seductions can be subtle, feminine. It can be violent. Love and hate are two horns on the same goat. Okay. So any unreasonable response to unreasonable pressure produces unreasonable lives revolving around unreasonable people who pretend to love you or go along with you because you are overcome them with your unreasonableness. Man is no longer able to respond to what is reasonable. He has lost the way. And there's too many people in the way that make religions that don't need to be religions because you have it when you're born, intuitively. In other words, where animals have an instinct, so they know how to be a cat or a dog, with very little learning possibilities. We are born with a clean slate. It takes a long time for us to grow up and to mature. But when we are born with something no other creature has, intuition. Intuition, not out-tuition. Out-tuition kills the soul of a kid. And the wicked ones know it. And there's plenty of wicked ones. Plenty of you know, I won't say, liberals, not liberals. Those are pieces. They're not bad. They are driven. What's behind a liberal who's an appeaser is the idea that if you appease, you're making peace. No, you're creating war. But the person who wants to be a lover and spread love when it's really appeasement and a failure is subject to that which has made him appeaser, see, to somebody. And turn around to find in life you that person will also appease what's bigger and stronger, and that stronger one will take the stronger horse will always take to that, and be emboldened by it, and sooner or later you're in trouble. But still, the trouble you'll be betrayed. You'll see the betrayal, and then you feel angry. And when you feel angry, you feel guilty. When you feel guilty, you try harder to love, to be loved by the bully. And the bully is addicted to that love. Your loyalty is to them and not to God. And that's why you have anxiety when you fall from what love is all about, thinking you're falling in love. So, any unreasonable response to an unreasonable pressure does all that. It produces unreasonable life, revolving around unreasonable people and wicked people. And, of course, it enters into politics, too. Obama is an appeaser. He loves the worst in people. He rises to the worst like a devil. But he's a nice devil. Devil's a gentleman. See that? Very supportive of you. Your rotten self, that is. But you don't see it as a rotten self. You see yourself being loved, but you don't realize it's the Beelzebub. So, here we go again. So what happens when we find ourselves trapped outside the protection of our God and the good about to unfold before your eyes? The process begins with men and women, mostly on a desert island. You just put men and women together without understanding what have been said. And what you have is the same hell. And it's depicted in the Bible where it says, "And so shall man leave his mother and father and be joined to his woman and become one flesh." And that's where it's been. Whether men like it or not, women are in charge, because hell comes through them if you don't stop them. And you don't realize that women want you to stop them. They become unreasonable. Their unreasonable self is what upsets you. And it's very difficult to deal with unreasonableness, which is born into them. They carry it like it's a virus. And so what they're really looking for is salvation from that, because they cannot. They're beautiful and wonderful. They can have their way. But that's not the way. That's the Eve way. And Eve, the good woman, the decent woman, recognizes her own weakness. And what she's looking for is a real man. There aren't too many of them. There is not too many of them. If there was, we wouldn't have a problem with our country. No, the politics, the politicians sit on the doorstep of the woman and glorify her and encourage you to take of her what should not be taken, and make it normal. And that's the beginning of the end of your life and your country. Just that. And then you have the anxiety, because when you get into a woman like that, you take the bait, and she gets into you, and you become less, and she becomes more bold, or she becomes more subject to you, because she gets what seems equivalent to what love is, because he needs you. And as long as you give yourself to him, he will give you what you want in the beginning, and then become hungrier and hungrier and hungrier, like a dope addict. See? And he's the dope. He's the addict. And you're giving him dope called sex, which could have been pure. It's not. You need to look, as the lady just called a little while ago, at the first hour. How do I find a real man? See, don't give in to keep yourself pure. Look for a man that has God in him. And you can tell a man, he is sort of himself. He doesn't seem to have many emotions, but he's kind and thoughtful and a gentleman, always. Never too forward. And if you just wait long enough, a year or two, you will see that's his way. He doesn't push you. He doesn't want anything. He's just kind, thoughtful. Naturally, he doesn't even notice it himself. You do. Watch for the fake ones, Because if you're a good, sensible woman, you'll catch it. You're intuitive too. But if you've been broken as a kid, then you're no longer intuitive. You're hungry for it. You begin to become the extension of your mother because of the failing of your father to tame her, to put it in an awkward way. I don't mean to be rude. I say tame. To disabuse her from the Eve self into which she was born. Okay. So, let me just... Let me see if I can restart. What happens now when we find ourselves trapped outside the protection of good is about to unfold in this discussion. If I can spend enough time here. The process begins with men and women. And you just put two people on an island and pretty soon you have war. You have enough people, pretty soon they're killing each other and killing their wives and beating them. And so on and so forth, and getting drunk. So it begins with men and women. What we need to do is just to bring them back to purity. It's beautiful. It's beautiful. Even if one is difficult, if the man or the woman is virtuous, she shines like a light on the foolishness of her betrothed. And he or she will sooner or later see it, but be patient and wait no matter how long. All right. So the process began on and begins now with men and women, as it happened a long time ago with Adam and Eve. But the evidence that it happened then was passed down to us, is here with us today, if you will care to part the veil of mystery. Haven't you noticed that you feel most alive when you're teased, excited, frightened, or degraded? Haven't you noticed how men are attracted to seductive, dominating women? How they submit to them, for the reward of approval? Men seem to love unreasonable women, with their unreasonable affections and unreasonable demands that must be fulfilled and cause you to appease that until you can't anymore. Ask yourself now, do you enjoy being teased or do you enjoy doing the tease? See, someone's putting a feeling in you. I'm saying if you let anybody put a feeling in you, an angry feeling or a pleasurable feeling, then that person is going to be your God. So, in the beginning, I mentioned something about what love was, and that was that love was an inclination. But where does the inclination go? Does it look in the world for fulfillment? Or does it, as I said, and I didn't complete the thought when I said it before, it's 180 degrees from where it should be. The 180 degrees of negative is looking into the world for love. You'll never find it there. You have it here, but still, it's not me. Still, it's what's in me, and it's what is in me you recognize where I'm coming from. And find yourself going there. It's like a breath of fresh air in the things I'm saying. Nobody's ever said these things to you the way I'm saying them. I could stay on this radio for 7 days a week, 2 weeks, years. I've been doing it for years. It's always different. There's always more to discover. There's always more to say. My mouth is teaching my ears. That's how I get an education. And then I see things go right when they should have gone wrong. Wow, that's an education. So much you can't lose. If you don't lose, you're cool. You always win. You always win if you don't lose, you're cool. Always, 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 never stops. Now, it doesn't mean to say you don't get hurt and you don't get, you know, your way and you miss sitting on a park bench. But wherever you are, wherever you land, you are true to yourself. You're not worried, you're not angry. It's raining, you're sitting on a park bench. Something just when you least expect it, something happens like a miracle. I can share some miracles with you you wouldn't believe. Now, I don't want to do this now. If you want to call me and ask me for a couple of them, I will give them to you. So ask yourself now, do you enjoy being teased? Do you go so far as to tease yourself with fantasies of love and hate? If there's no one handy to do it for you? Because it is conceived in temptation. The fallen nature of man requires irritation to sustain it. Some kind of irritation of pleasure and pain. Damned if you get the pleasure and damned if you get the pain. One leads always to the other. There's never ending to it. There's no way out from it. You'll die from it. It will cause all kinds of diseases and suffering and war and fighting for the wrong purposes. Haven't you noticed that you feel most alive when you're angry, teased, excited, frightened, or degraded? You feel something because to feel something to be alive. But if you don't have it, you'll begin to see how dead you are, and therefore as a terrible anxiety that wants to kill you. The anxiety is so bad that it calls you to kill yourself. How many people have thought to kill themselves? About 7 out of 10. You may not have done it, but people are doing it by the hundreds of thousands every year. Maybe one every minute in the whole world. Every minute, every second, I should say. Why do people kill themselves? Because it looks like relief. I won't have to feel this anymore. But really, it's like a salvation. It all goes away. But that never does. It's called hell. Well, it's tempting you, has tempted a person to tempt you. And it goes all the way back through Paradise Lost. Through one man's sin and death through sin, it's like a pandemic. It spreads through the whole world. So it doesn't matter what race or color and creed, you all have the same thing. You come into a culture. In America, it's a special kind of country. It used to be a better special one. Now it's dangerous. It's so dangerous, I just found out how dangerous it is. I was reading, and it's LBN on the internet, special report on Friday. Every year, 800,000 children are missing in the USA. Do you hear about that? No. In 1980, it was 150,000, excuse me, missing. And so, just apathy here. You don't hear about it. And today, 2,300 people are reported to be missing every day. Where'd they go? Why isn't there discussion on this? Hundreds of thousands of people commit suicide. Hundreds of thousands. Okay. Let me give you the phone number in case you want to call in. 800-866-8883. Now we go back to the point where I said, haven't you noticed that you feel most alive when you're teased, excited, frightened, or degraded? A man enjoys being teased so much he will tempt fate for it. And pinching his wife's buttocks to get her to tease him or say some dumb thing to provoke a bully. Where true love is not present, theirs is tease as Lord. If a woman should tempt a man with the tease of sex, the tease of cruelty, and that man doesn't respond with a failing of lust or the failing of anger, then she will feel safe and fulfilled with him and through him. On the other hand, if he encourages and takes advantage of that tease and falls down to embrace the opportunity to puff up and gratify his ego with illusions of love, pleasure, and the pride of judgment, he will become a slave of love. and hate. The intrigue system where trees, teas is Lord. Have you ever had a fight with your wife? How many times, how many men listening to me? Any women, you are victims of it, still you're part of the system. But you, how many people have had a fight and one of you becomes more unreasonable and the other one does recognize reason, but the other one rejects reason because it hurts? See, it does. People, there's something wrong with people that want their own way. And there is a right way and a wrong way to have your way. And so, let me start again. Because it's conceived in temptation, what I'm talking about, because it's conceived in temptation, the fallen nature of man requires irritation to sustain it. An effort, an effective tease, destroys a man's original identity, establishing a creature nature centered on its teases are created, while tease actually creates the failing. And the process is strangely felt as evolution in the mind of the victim, and so as the soul fails through the pride of ambition, a mortal beast arises and evolves out of what was once immortal man, or could be, generating itself through the lust for the female, instead of regenerating himself through the love of his creator and then loving the true love of the female, okay, not using her for pleasure, and just exists so she exists to please and give you a sense of worth that's worthless. All right, we're going to take Hall in Florida. Hello, Hall. How are you doing?
Hello.
And what can I do? What can I do for you? Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay. What can I do?
I want to communicate with my daughter, but I'm not. I don't want to force nothing.
What is the situation? What is the situation? Could you explain that?
I don't know if
how old is your daughter?
She's gonna be 7 in July.
She's what?
She's 6 now.
I couldn't understand it. Is it 7? 6?
She's 6.
6. Okay. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. So, what do you mean to... Did you say be in touch? Or what did you say that you wanted?
When I talk to her, I don't want to be demanding. I see that I can be like...
Oh, I see.
Impatient, I guess you could say it.
Are you afraid of her? You're afraid of hurting her?
I think that's what it is.
You think of overcoming her and being too strong. Because perhaps you had that happen to you when you were a little boy yourself. Could that be?
Yes, that could be a possibility.
Is it a possibility or probability?
I believe you're on the right path. I'm scared to speak up.
You're afraid of being angry. Is that correct?
Yes.
Oh, dear. Well, I think you need to sit and meditate because somebody has put anger in you and you don't want it. You hate your own anger. Do you get angry with your own anger? Do you get angry with yourself? Yes or no?
Yes.
Listen.
Yes.
You see? So, now we have to look where it all began. So when did you first start to feel to become such an appeasing man? You're basically an appeaser to avoid being angry.
Uh-huh.
And what you're doing is the children, under your six-year-old, will see through that. Because when you were six years old, or even younger, you had intuition, and you could see, there was, as well as she can see, that you are afraid to hurt her. And then you're too nice. You're too nice. And she will she will hate you for that. She will look down your nose at that. And that will tend to make you angry. To feed the anger. It doesn't solve the problem. You have to solve the problem of your background. And that's very easy to do. You're a basically decent man. You are basically a really decent man. But you are controlled by a hypnotic state that's passed from generation to generation. You didn't have a good home life. And maybe your mom was cruel to you. I'm guessing. Is that correct? Yes, sir, because you have a hatred of women, resentfulness. But you see this beautiful child and you feel guilty for your resentfulness and you try to do the best you can to be good, but that's not goodness. It's seen as the child as weakness. Your child needs to see a real strength that has no anger in it. Do you hear my voice? I'm speaking very strongly to you, but there's no anger in my voice, is there? If I was to talk to you in a timid way, you'd have no respect for me. Would that not be true?
Yes.
See, you sense it. You sense it, and you would not have respect. Your child needs respect. There's a beautiful story. I was privy to be able to see a program, a film, a movie, called Black and White. You really have to see it. You're going to get it on or wherever you get it. And it's called Black and White. And basically, I like the movie. And there was one thing that stood out to me. Now, the story is this. Apparently, the story begins with a mother, just white mother, with a black boyfriend. Not married. She gets killed in a car crash. And the child goes to the grandpa, who's white. See? But the little girl loves grandpa. Really, really loves her. And she's intuitive. Okay? So, in a minute, I'll tell you more about that, because I hear the music. Can you hold a minute?
Yes.
Would you mind? Thank you so much. 800-866-8883 if you want to chat with me. There's only half an hour left, but I'll spend a little time talking to my friend here in Florida. 800, I know there's lots of people listening to the politics, but I'm doing my show anyway. It needs to be a good one for the weekend, because it gets played over the weekend, and you can go to my website and listen to me.
Listening to Advice Live with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
In case you just joined us, there's a gentleman calling from Florida, and he has a six-year-old little girl, but he's afraid to be mean, so she's too nice. I'll say how dangerous that is. And so we had a nice conversation, and we'll go over that again, because you missed something very important. But I got a story to tell my friend here from Florida. I was talking about a movie. I very rarely remember. It was called Black and White. And I don't, whatever you source you get it from, it never did well in the movie theaters. But it's a really nice story. And there was one part of it that I loved so much. And the gentleman calling me right now, he wants to be nice to his, he wants to be good to his kid, but he feels uncomfortable with it. And I said, there's a certain quality you need. And so I'm just about to give the story and start again. It's only just a few words, so bear with me, please, because it makes a point. It was right on the point. It was the whole movie. To me, it was the whole movie. And so you have a... He has a daughter who shacked up with a black gentleman, young man, and they had a kid. And his daughter was killed in a car crash, leaving the daughter to grandpa. And now the story begins where we come in with the daughter is about 10 years old, and she really loves grandpa, really loves grandpa. There's another story, the black and white. It's called The Child is Black, the father, the grandfather is white. But he really loves. And so he's talking to her and says, you got to go upstairs and clean your teeth now. And she says, excuse me, Grandpa, could you say it in a different way? Because Grandma, my mother always was firm with me. And when she spoke to me, listen to this. This is roughly. And so the grandpa says, okay, go upstairs and clean your teeth. And she smiles at him. She said, thank you, Grandpa, I will. That did it. What quality. Now, I'm talking to my friend in Florida. Do you see what you need to be? And do you see how you came to be because you hated your mother? Your father failed you. Your mother was angry. And maybe at men. But you have the anger towards your mother lingers and you've always kept it to yourself. And suddenly you've got a little girl who's a woman. See, basically. And so there's an anger towards women, but you want to love. And all that comes is hate. So therefore... She senses that. And that's why he calls up, I want to be with my 6-year-old daughter, how to get to her. And he doesn't know how to get, he needs to find salvation from hating his mother. That's why I'm suggesting, is your first name Hall?
Hello, yeah.
Yes.
My last name is Albert Hall.
What's your first name?
Albert.
Albert, listen, Albert. I recommend you put this aside and put the idea of, understand you're not going to be able to get to your daughter, you're going to become an appeaser, and because there's a bully inside you that's afraid to be a bully, so you go the other way, you appease, and that's not healthy. It isn't real, it's nothing real going between you. So you need to get my meditation exercises, only 7 minutes. And it will, there's no religious stuff in it. It will bring you back to the way you were when you were a little child. You know that little 6-year-old child could see right through you? When you were 4, 5, or 6, you could see everything that's going wrong, but you couldn't deal with it, and it got to you.
Mm-hmm.
Got it. So now you have to ungot it. You have to undo it. But you can't do that yourself. It's lifetime. Sin is a hypnotic state. It has the same components. You cannot stop it. The more you try to break it, the worse you get. The more you appease, the more you become bullied. The more you embolden the bully. And so you can't be around good people because the good people make you feel uncomfortable. That little girl makes you feel uncomfortable. Makes you aware of what you... See, and then often with bad people, that could turn to being angry with the kid. There's just something wrong with the kid, and the kid goes, loses his intuition, that magical intuition. So forget the problem with your daughter. Meditate with a 7-minute meditation. Please, put that aside. And just in a week or two, you'll see your anger towards your mother and father. Your mother couldn't help but be that way. She's angry because your father failed her. Your father abused her. Your father used her just like every other man, every other stupid man that ever lived. You're not a stupid man. You're a good person for calling in. I do thank you. Do you understand that you need to find this? You know what the scripture says? Unless you become as a little child with knowledge and intuition, you've got that. I don't have to give it to you. It's there.
Mm-hmm.
If you be still and let me talk to you just a little bit with that meditation, you'll be that little kid, and you'll be just like a little kid to your daughter. She'll see a grandpa that is got a little kid inside him. They almost like is a equal to her, but just a little above you. She loves that warm father grandfather feeling. It's warm because it has the same nature of innocence as your child has innocence, except it's bigger. Okay. Nice talking to you.
Okay.
Bye. It's nice to have people talking. I'm really looking for deep conversations. I really am. Some of these little things that we talk about are so valuable. And I said in the beginning of the program, I said that I'm going to teach you one thing that seems to come from nowhere. And that nowhere is within you. I think maybe it's time for me to change the subject just a wee bit. Now look, let me just see. Many years ago, I wrote The Father's Way. I would like to read it to you. Now, I'm not sure I'm a very good editor, but I'd like to try to express it. How many minutes do I have? Producer, 5 minutes? Okay. And how many minutes after that before the end of the program? I think you get a copy of this. You just have to, it's not on my website yet. It needs to be, but it's written. And this is about 40 years old. I found it on my computer. I have a person who works with my computers and puts stuff in that he finds. And, you know, he copies it in the fax machine and puts it in storage in my computer. And then I came upon this. The Father's way of bringing you home to birth, you into mortal time, to realize through cultural suffering the folly of pride. Forever, now, is timeless time. Be still to know your God. Step back from the prison of thought. Stand back and dispassionately let your dreams go by, with you watching from timeless stillness. Be aware of now, for now is the ever-present with power. You cannot be aware of dreams and still be dreaming your life away from Him. To be aware of the present with His presence is to realize the folly of your everything and your striving, your utter helplessness and nothingness. The timelessness of journey begins in the middle of your forehead. You close your eyes and look at the middle of your forehead. Look at your eyelids. And feeling a warm current of love flowing into your right hand when you put it by your side. That's called a meditation exercise. Your true intent, your journey, will attract the elements of God's grand design around you, as iron filings are attracted to magnets. There's no need to chase after things. He knoweth what you need before you ask. The carnal mind wanders away with your soul, and you find yourself worrying in time past and time future again and again and getting nowhere. The mystery lies in finding timeless presence in time present. And here you do not exist in ordinary time. You feel outside of time and space. From here you see the angry slavery in the abyss and the errors of your ways. Here you will be seeing the world as if from a distance. Therefore, if you're not careful, to what you see in what you see. Repentance, if you're careful and go along with watching things, let me just rephrase that, because it needs a little editing. If you will see without being resentful towards what you see and be happy that you see it, repentance comes and dissolves the pride with godly sorrow and changes at the core of your being. Be still and know that your attachment to people and things nurtured the ego self that's kept you bound to the earth death realm. The love of the world has made you the enemy of God, but now that life passes away. Your yearning for worldly love trapped you into endless anxiety, rage, and judgments, and compounded by your emptiness, trying to be filled. The more you got, the more you wanted, and the worse you became. The desperation of your nothingness tricked you into trying to fix or make such something out of your empty life. And so the plot deepened, longing for worldly love, and you kept falling into the dark void. The pain and tragedy is good, though, if you let the light show you the errors of your way and where you went wrong. And so you begin to ask wordlessly, what am I here for? Let me find the purpose of my creation. And behold, comes the changes you could not help for yourself. Behold, understanding, you're lost, but behold, freedom you couldn't find is there. Behold the patience where resentment and hate once were. Out of patience, faith, from faith, love, and good works, power over everything, all the evil things. Be patient with others, behold patience with yourself. Forgive, let go, and behold, you're forgiven. I think that's enough, don't you? I'm Roy Masters, don't go away. Extra. This is a commercial, so let me finish it. This is my commercial time, but I thought I'd just finish that thought I was reading. Be patient with others and behold patience with yourself. Forgive others and behold you're forgiven. Now the past is fading from your memory, while you're beginning to be one with me, as God, of course, through my Son. And through him, you are becoming new, renewed. From the invisible, you are inbreathed, and none can touch you. A force shields you, and good radiates out, but no evil can come in. You will be courageous, but you will not feel it. You will be kind, but you will not be aware of it. You will be healthy and happy, and all the dangers work together for good. You will be successful without struggle. And in being still, you will come to know that I am God. That's what my book, My Little Meditation, does. It helps you to be still and know him. And so in that timeless place, I can show you where the consciousness, your consciousness trapped in the monkey brain. I call it the monkey brain because there's not much difference. What makes it better? So Einstein had a smaller brain. Everybody said he had a big one. No, he had a smaller one. He gave his brain to science to prove it. Much smaller. It's not your size of your brain. It is what the human spirit, the brain, can be motivated by the unseen spirit that made this universe. So that you know everything at once. Everything you need at once, but God knows everything at once. But in his wordless word, see, you don't think in words. The words are formed as the moment requires. You do not make plans, what you're going to say, what you're going to do when you get to this person, place, or thing. You march up to it and it becomes obvious of what you should say and what you should do, and no planning is necessary, and so it flows through you, so you know everything at once, because this is a part of him who knows everything at once, but only everything at once that you need. That's all.
Listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
Oh, I see. I see here in New Dimensions, which is a big magazine we had for a long time. But we were betrayed by Christian pastors, believe it or not. I was getting too many of their people. And so they called me a cult leader, and the people that were supporting it, you know, they fell away. So anyway, we had 70,000 people earning more $70,000 a year. That's 35 years ago. So it says here, would you like to, in very small writing, so let me get this, would you like to hear Roy Masters speak on this subject? You may be interested in ordering one of the following cassette tapes. It goes back that far, maybe we have it. The Mystery of Time to God. 120 minutes, $20. Secrets of Salvation and Freedom. I don't know if we have that. I think we do. You can call the office and they will check it out, because I have thousands of tapes. God knows how many. And we can convert them into, we get something close to that. You wouldn't know the difference, because there are tapes on that subject. And all you have to do is call my office, 800-877-3227. Business hours, West Coast time. It's 8 o'clock West Coast time to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. And you go to my website and do some business. You can donate on that website. You know how. I can't explain it to you. There's a certain words I could say, but I'm not very good at trying to talk computer language. But I know you can just put your credit card in and have a repeating every month. You have a taken out of you. You know, I'm trying to say something. I don't know how to say it. Forgive me. I'm old fashioned, so all this paraphernalia is still new to me. But we have a nice website. I got clever, smart young people to work on it. And we have a nice staff. You just call 800-877-3227. 800-877-3227. Monday through Friday, 8 to 5 West Coast time. Weekdays. And we also have a post office box. 1000 Grants Pass, Oregon. 97528. How's my voice? Anybody feeling uncomfortable? It's a bit hoarse, but I'm doing my best. I've been through a lot of dangerous things, dangerous experiences. You don't have to know about it. I'm whole, and I've survived to tell you how to survive. I say to you, the zero and one, The zero is invisible, but it creates the one. And so you can't see what creates you, but you know it because intuitively you know that you didn't build yourself, and the rocks didn't build themselves. So, and space and time didn't. The laws of nature. Laws? Who made laws? What kind of intelligence makes laws you can't even see? But they're laws just the same. The laws of gravitation. Yes, that kind of thing. So, there's something that looks like nothing. It's not a nothing, it's a no thing that becomes things. That's it. And the no thing is God in you speaking to you without words. It's just a light that shows you what to do. It doesn't speak to you as you think, but it gives you to understand so that you can put it in words. If it's necessary, if it's meant. I have thoughts in my mind all the time. Oh, I see that. Oh, I see that. I'm not saying that to myself, so I walk around muttering to myself and look like I'm crazy. But I can hear myself talk. I can read some my stuff and then walk away expounding on what I said. Written, but forget what else was there to read. Because I begin to see anew more than I wrote. See, I was reading to you a little while ago. I left that and went on to say it in a way I haven't said it quite that way before. It's always new. And even if I say the same words, it's always new. It's not boring because it's always new. Doing the right thing is always new, never boring. It accumulates. The goodness accumulates. So does badness. And the dark side that infects you, or the bright side that infects you. Which one do you want? Would you go to my website, fhu.com? fhu.com, and wake up. It's time for you to wake up. Do you hear my voice? Do you hear my voice? And where am I coming from? Am I not, or whatever's in me, like a breath of fresh air? Where else would you find this, except in agreement with me? Because you already have it, but you have not expressed it. It needs to be activated. Meditate for 7 minutes. It's free. Share it with your friends and support my program. Thank you. Hello again. Just 1 minute. Just the address. Post Office Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528. Post Office Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528. The website is fhu.com, Foundation of Human Understanding. F for Fanny, H for Harry. FHU for you. fhu.com. That's all. You'll get there. Or look up Roy Masters. Okay. Thank you very much for listening.